This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 25 for Tuesday, August 20th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making a correction on Tuesday morning, moving lower due to declines in other vegetable oils. Chicago soybean is down, as well as European rapeseed, while nearby Malaysian palm oil contracts are also in decline. However, crude oil is slightly higher. The Canadian dollar is up nearly one-tenth of the United States dollar compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported today the country's annual inflation rate dropped to 2.5%, its lowest level in more than 3 years. The November canola contract is down $2.80 per ton at $570.70. In the U.S., corn is steady to lower, while soybeans and wheat are on the rise. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported yesterday that U.S. corn conditions were unchanged at 67% good to excellent as of August 18th. However, 74% of the crop was in the dough stage, while with 30% mature and 5% dented, all above the 5-year average. The USDA also reported 1.17 million tons of U.S. corn were shipped during the week ended August 15th, more than double the same week last year and 18.2% above the previous week. Marketing year shipments have totaled 50.1 million tons, 38.5% above last year. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour started on Monday, with South Dakota averaging a yield of 156.5 bushels per acre, while Ohio had an average of 183.3 bushels per acre. Both figures were slightly below last year's figures, but greater than the three-year averages. The December corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $3.99. The USDA reported that 95% of the U.S. soybean crop has already bloomed, with 81% setting pods. Just like corn, soybean conditions were also unchanged at 68% good to excellent. More than 398,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped in the week ended August 15th, up 14% from last week and 24.3% from last year. Total shipments for this marketing year were 43.78 million tons, down 13.6% from last year. Average pod counts per 3 square feet were 1,025.89 in South Dakota and 1,229.93 in Ohio, both above their 3-year averages. The November soybean contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.78. The spring wheat harvest in the U.S. was 31% complete, 5 points below average, while crop conditions improved 1 point at 73% good to excellent. Also, 96% of the U.S. winter wheat harvest was complete. More than 347,500 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped in the previous week, down nearly half from last week, but 11.6% above last year. So far, 4.584 million tons were shipped this marketing year, 26% more than 1 year ago. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.57. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.61. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.07. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 20th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.